This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. The Charlotte area is beginning to assess the damage from severe storms and possible tornadoes that pounded the region with heavy rain and wind earlier today. At least one tornado was confirmed by city leaders in Kannapolis, and there are reports of other possible tornadoes touching down elsewhere in our region. Here with more on the impact of today's storms is WFAE's Nick Delacanal. Nick, to start, the National Weather Service says it has received multiple reports of tornadoes touching down near Charlotte, including near Kings Mountain and near the Charlotte Airport today. Have they been able to confirm any of those reports?
So no. At this point, it's too early for the Weather Service to say for sure if or how many tornadoes may have touched down in our area today. However, as you said, there was a tornado sighting reported by air traffic controllers at the Charlotte Douglas Airport. This was around 11 this morning. The control tower was evacuated and flights were grounded for about 3 hours as a result. And the Weather Service also heard reports of a tornado near Kings Mountain or Bessemer City and another in Rowan County. Those were around 11 a.m. and noon, respectively. Meteorologists are working to confirm those reports, but at this point, they are unconfirmed.
Now, the storm seemed to spring up relatively quickly, perhaps taking a lot of people by surprise. Is there any indication that might have worsened the damage?
Well, in fact, we were expecting some heavy rain today. Employees with Duke Energy were out yesterday lowering water levels along the Nantahala River and the Catawba and Yadkin River bases in anticipation of the storms today. And I know at least one school district, Rutherford County Schools, they had canceled classes for the day in anticipation of possible flooding. And Rowan Salisbury was also planning to release students early today. But you're right, the threat of tornadoes popped up very suddenly, and I don't think anyone was anticipating that or the level of damage that we're now seeing. There are lots of trees down around the city right now, lots of people without power as well. The governor's press office put out a statement saying about 84,000 homes and businesses did not have electricity this afternoon. And flooding has also been a really big issue, especially in areas around Hickory, Concord, and Kannapolis, and in some areas east of Charlotte as well.
Have there been any reports of injuries or deaths?
At this point, we have learned that a driver in York County was killed by a falling tree earlier today. The driver was hit by the tree while driving about 3 miles north of Fort Mill. And the South Carolina Department of Public Safety says the driver was later pronounced dead at a hospital. And their identity is being withheld at this time.
And we'll keep that person's family in our thoughts this afternoon. Nick, the tornado warnings for our area have expired, but what does the rest of the day look like? Do people still need to be cautious concerning the weather?
Absolutely. So there is still lots of rain coming down in our area, and the National Weather Service still has a flash flood warning in effect through this evening. Drivers also need to be cautious of those downed trees in our area. Especially try to avoid any flooded roadways that haven't already been blocked off. You know, it's not a good idea to try driving through floodwaters because there's really no way to know how deep the water might be. And even though the tornado warnings have expired, there are still tornado watches in effect for much of our area. And the distinction there is that a tornado warning means a tornado has either been seen or possibly detected by a radar. And a tornado watch means a tornado could form under the present conditions. So our area is still under a tornado watch through 5 o'clock tonight, meaning that there is still the possibility of possibly another touchdown.
So finally, if someone's home has been damaged by today's storms or someone needs a place to shelter for the evening, where can they go?
Well, the Red Cross has opened up a number of emergency shelters for the night. There's one in Matthews at the Crewe Recreation Center and in Charlotte at the Naomi Drennan Recreation Center that's on Beale Street. And there's also Red Cross shelters at the Catawba Community College and in Rutherford at Second Baptist Church.
Thanks for that update, Nick. That's WFAE's Nick Delacanal. Thanks.
Thank you.